No, of course not. It's Bill I'm divorced from, not his family.
Hey, Mom, where am I? Whoops, I'm sorry.
Nonsense. We'd love to have you. It'll be great seeing you again.
Great seeing who?
Sure, we have space. You can have Connie's room.
Wait a minute, my room? Why do I always have to give up my room, Mom?
Oh, she can sleep on the sofa bed in the living room.
Oh, Mom, not the sofa bed.
No, she won't mind at all.
Oh, yes, I will.
Connie, hush. Fine, then. It's all settled. Okay, we'll see you sometime tomorrow afternoon. Oh, good. Well, give my love to everyone. Yeah, I will. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
You're welcome, dear.
Why do I always have to give up my room? Why can't you ever give up your room?
Because I'm the mother, that's why.
Lame, Mom. That is real lame.
Well, then think of it as a character builder. You're always telling me that sacrifice produces character.
Maybe, but sleeping on the sofa produces a stiff neck.
Oh, so that's why you're so stubborn.
Ha-ha, very funny.
Now, it's only for a couple of days.
A couple of days?
It's not gonna hurt you.
Oh, yeah? Last time I got a crick in my neck and couldn't turn my head to the right the next morning.
Connie!
I'm not kidding. It took me 45 minutes to get to school because I could only make left-hand turns. And that was after just one night. If I sleep out there for a couple of days, I'm gonna end up looking like Quasimodo.
Mom, I'm not an animal.
Maybe not, but you are gonna sleep on the sofa.
All right. But if I get this sudden urge to drool and ring bells, don't say I didn't warn you.
Oh, it's a chance I'll have to take.
Well, can I at least know who I'm giving up my room, my health, and possibly my sanity for?
Oh, I didn't tell you. Helen.
Helen? Helen who?
What do you mean, Helen who? Your Aunt Helen, that's who. Connie, are you all right?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm just a little surprised, that's all.
Well, so was I, but I didn't react like that. Pick up the big pieces now, but be careful. I'll go get them out in the broom.
Yeah, sure. Helen coming here? Great. Just great.
Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to enter a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. You know, memories can be tricky things. Two people can watch the exact same event and yet remember it in completely different ways. This is really true when it comes to the way people treat us. A lot of us have very long memories, especially about bad things. That's what Connie has to deal with on today's Adventure in Odyssey. And we'll get started right after this. And now, today's Adventure in Odyssey.
So Helen is really coming here?
That's right.
Why?
To visit, of course. Is there a problem?
You mean besides the fact that she hates me?
What? What are you talking about?
Mom, don't you remember how badly she used to treat me?
When was this?
When we were little.
When you were little?
Yeah. You know she's not that much older than I am.
So?
So, when we were little, she used to make my life a living nightmare, that's all. She was always making fun of my hair or the way I looked in front of Dad and the family.
Oh, come on. That was just a little teasing.
Mom, she'd break things and blame me.
You broke a lot of things yourself.
And she'd always throw a tantrum and get her way.
Oh, that sounds familiar, too.
Mom, I can't believe you're taking her side.
Connie, I'm not taking her side.
Oh, yeah, then why don't you remember any of this?
Well, I do recall a few run-ins, but...
Run-ins?
But they weren't nearly as bad as you're making them out to be.
How can you say that? She treated me like dirt. And now she's gonna come here and do it again.
Connie,
It's already started. She's kicked me out of my room. I'm not gonna let her do it, Mom. You might have let her do it when I was little, but I'm not gonna let her do it to me now, even if I have to stay with someone else while she's here.
Connie, where are you going?
She's not gonna treat me like dirt, Mom. She's not. Sorry.
Connie? What in the world was that all about?
There. Whew. Well, that's all the lumber. Now to get started on the bricks.
There you are.
Oh, hi, Tracy.
What are you doing?
Well, I thought I'd get in a little cleaning while the weather's warm. I got tired of this area being so cluttered. Now I'm just tired, period.
What is all this stuff?
Oh, just some raw materials.
Bricks?
Uh-huh.
What's in the sacks?
Well, see for yourself. Just don't open it too wide.
feathers?
Yep.
What are you going to do with it all?
Well, I don't know. Got any suggestions?
No.
I'm sure someone will come up with an idea sooner or later. Meanwhile, I'm ready for a break. Say, why don't we go to the kitchen and get something cold to drink, huh?
All right.
Did you want something, Tracy? I'm sure you didn't come out here just to watch me clean.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. You know about Michelle Johnson's party this Saturday, don't you?
Oh, yes, I know about it. Are you going?
Well, that's what I needed to talk to you about.
Oh? That lemonade okay?
Fine. Has anyone told you they're going?
Well, I think I heard Jesse Morales talking about it.
Jesse? Ha! I knew it. Well, that's it for me.
It for you? Now, what do you mean?
I mean I'm not going.
Because of Jesse?
No, because of Harriet.
Harriet?
Paulson. She and I aren't talking to each other.
You aren't?
After the way she insulted me at cheerleading tryouts, you've got to be kidding.
Insulted you? How did she do that?
By choosing Bobby McCormick over Donna Barkley. She might just as well have spit in my face.
Ah, well, pardon my ignorance, but how does Harriet's choosing Bobby over Donna insult you?
Because she knows that Donna doesn't really care about being in the cheerleading squad, but Gaylene Harding does.
Gaylene Harding.
Gaylene was Donna's alternate. If Harriet had picked Donna, she would have stepped down and Gaylene would have taken her place. And although Gaylene and me don't exactly see eye to eye, she did say that if she made the squad, she'd pick me as her flag bearer. They do all these neat drills and stuff during the halftime at the games. That's why I wanted to be one. But that's not going to happen now.
Where does Jesse fit into all of this?
Jesse and Harriet are good friends. In fact, Jesse is good friends with all of them.
All of who?
Harriet Paulson, Bobby McCormick, and Gaylene Harding. See, Mr. Whittaker, the whole thing was carefully planned to make me look like a jerk.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, Tracy. In fact, I'm not sure about anything right now. Have you talked to any of them about this?
Why should I? They know what they did, and now they want to invite me to their party so they can make an even bigger fool out of me. But now they can't, thanks to you, Mr. Whittaker.
Me?
Yeah, you told me that Jesse was going to be at the party. So now I'll just stay away. Thanks.
Now, wait a minute, Tracy. In the first place, I didn't say Jesse was going to the party. I said she mentioned it.
Same thing.
No, it isn't. But even more important is the fact that you're jumping to a lot of unsupported conclusions here. I think you need to... Oh, excuse me, just a minute, Tracy.
Of course.
Wits End.
Whit, this is June Kendall.
Hi, June.
Listen, has Connie come in yet?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure. I was out back and just came in myself a few minutes ago.
Well, could you check and see? She left the house angry, and I just want to make sure I know where she is.
Well, of course. Hold on just a minute. Tracy, could you do me a favor? Look around and see if Connie's here.
Sure, Mr. Whittaker.
Thanks. I've got someone looking for her, June.
Thank you. Oh, that girl.
What was she angry about, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, that's why I'm concerned. It's the strangest thing. I told her Aunt Helen's coming for a visit, and she just flew off the handle.
Huh, that is odd.
Well, that's not even the bad part. Helen's only 8 years older than Connie, and Connie somehow got it into her head that Helen treated her badly when they were both little.
Did she?
Not that I remember.
Mr. Whittaker.
Hold on, June.
She's here, Mr. Whittaker. I just saw her go upstairs.
Thanks, Tracy. Listen, we'll talk more about this party business later. But right now, I need to talk to Mrs. Kendall alone, okay?
All right, Mr. Whittaker.
Thanks. Connie's here, June.
Oh, thank God. Now, if we can just figure out what's making her act this way, we'll be in good shape.
Hmm.
What?
Well, is Helen your sister?
No, she's Bill's. You think that has something to do with it?
Could be. Maybe that's what's bothering her.
I know this is a lot to ask, Whit, but could you try and find out for me? She'll talk to you and she won't talk to anyone else.
I'll do what I can. I'll call you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
She's not gonna do this to me. No way.
Ah, I thought I heard somebody up here.
Hi, Whit.
Doing a little spring cleaning, are we?
No, not exactly. I'm clearing out a space to set up a cot.
A cot?
Yeah, I need to stay here for a couple of days.
Oh, I see. Well, it's customary to ask first, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Is it all right if I stay here for a couple of days?
You mean until your Aunt Helen leaves?
Boy, my mom doesn't miss a beat, does she?
Well, you left the house angry, Connie. You didn't expect her to just sit there, did you? You want to tell me what it's all about?
It's nothing. It's not important.
It's important enough for you to run around like a chicken with its head cut off. You're so mad you don't even know what you're doing. Now, I want to know why.
Didn't my mom tell you?
She said you think Helen mistreated you when you were little.
Well, that's it then. She made fun of me and teased me, and I didn't like it.
Oh, come on, Connie. You're not the type to get this upset over teasing. Eugene teases you, and you don't walk around mad at him. At least not all the time. There's got to be something more.
I just don't want to see her, that's all. I can't look at her.
Is it because she's your father's sister?
Yes and no. This is kind of complicated. Helen introduced my father to Lindsay.
Lindsay?
The woman he left my mother for.
We'll return with more of today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
Your Aunt Helen introduced
my dad to the woman he ran away with, yes.
Are you sure?
Lindsay told me herself.
Oh.
Yeah, oh.
Does your mom know?
I don't know. I don't think so. If she does, she doesn't let on. And she doesn't know that I know, otherwise she would have said something this morning.
Well, don't you think you should talk to her about it?
How can I? Especially about this. I know it's not right, but this is all Helen's fault.
Well, Connie, I know it's painful, but you can't blame Helen for everything that happened.
She probably planned the whole thing. One more way to abuse Connie.
It's a little far-fetched, don't you think?
After the way she treated me when we were growing up, I wouldn't put anything past her. But I forgot, you and my mom think I'm just making those things up, don't you?
Well, I can't speak for your mom, but I do know that when something bad happens, we feel the need to blame someone for it. And sometimes the easiest person to blame is someone who's mistreated us in the past.
You're saying I'm blaming the wrong person?
I'm saying it sounds like your blame is all out of proportion.
Yeah, well, all I know is two people who've never met can't run away together. If Helen hadn't introduced them, this wouldn't have happened.
You don't know that, Connie.
Look, no offense, Whit, but I don't think this is something you can understand unless you've gone through it.
Maybe. But I don't have to go through it to understand that you're hurting.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your concern. But I'll handle this in my own way, okay? The best thing is for me to just stay away until Helen leaves.
That's not the best thing.
I really don't want to talk about it anymore, okay? Now, can I stay here or not?
Well, yes, of course, but I'll have to speak to your mom, and, well, she's going to want to know why.
So are you going to tell her?
No. That's something you need to do.
Well, I can't. I just can't.
Mr. Whittaker.
Yes, Tracy?
You're back here again?
Well, you know what they say. There's nothing like hard work to help you forget your problems.
Maybe, but I prefer a chocolate sundae.
Hey, speaking of problems, we never finished our conversation this morning.
Oh, we don't have to. Everything is fine now. I'm going to the party after all.
You are? Well, how'd this come about?
Well, Harriet Paulson herself asked me to be her flag bearer. So all the stuff I thought was going on wasn't really going on at all.
Yeah, we'll see what happens when you jump to conclusions.
Yeah, I almost missed out on a really fun party.
Well, yes, but you also almost created a bunch of grudges.
Grudges?
Bad feelings about someone. They could have affected your friendship with those girls for the rest of your lives.
Oh. Could grudges really infect us for the rest of our lives?
That's affect. Although, come to think of it, infect might be a better word. Anyway, the answer is yes.
How?
Because every time you see or hear about that person, you can only think of the bad feelings you have for them. Then, as time passes, those bad feelings start growing. They get bigger and worse. They take up more of your thinking time. After a while, the grudge is so big, it starts infecting everything you think about, and even everything you do. No matter where you go or who you meet, the grudge is always there.
Wow.
Yeah, and pretty soon the grudge is so big you can't even function. It'd be like having to carry around a huge rock all the time. Would you want to do that?
No. Boy, am I glad I got rid of mine.
It was a smart move. Unfortunately, some people have a far more difficult time getting rid of their grudges.
Maybe they wouldn't have such a difficult time if you told them what you just told me.
Well, maybe.
Better yet, you could draw a picture of them.
A picture?
Yeah, with a huge rock on their shoulders. Then they'll see how silly they look.
Tracy, that's a great idea.
It is?
Uh-huh. But I'm going to need your help.
What do I have to do?
You're going to be part of my picture. Come on. All right, everyone, quiet down. Okay, everything is in place. You all know what to do?
Yeah.
Tracy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold tight. I'll get Connie. Connie?
Yeah, Whit?
Can you come out back for a minute?
Sure. Hey, what's going on out here?
Well, we're going to try out a little game I've cooked up, but we're short a partner for Tracy here.
Could you play with us, Connie, please?
All right, I'll play. What kind of game is it?
Well, it's called Bricks or Feathers.
Bricks or Feathers? That's interesting. How do you play?
Well, it's sort of like a relay race, but with a few variations. Okay, is everybody partnered up?
Yeah!
Good. Now, each team should have a sack. You have to decide who's going to run first and who'll run second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, across the field is a pile of bricks and a sack of feathers. When I say go, the first runner will run across the field, pick up either a brick or a feather, and put it in the sack and bring it back to your partner. The partner has to do the same thing. Runs out, chooses a brick or feather, puts it in the sack, and brings it back. Now listen up, because it gets a little complicated. Each partner will run up, choose, and run back four times. Whatever number you're on, that's also how many objects you have to carry back to your partner. In other words, the first time you run up, you choose either one brick or one feather. But the second time you run up, you'll choose two bricks or two feathers. The third time, you'll choose three, and the fourth time, four. Any questions?
Yeah, we can choose either bricks or feathers.
Your choice.
Do you get any extra points for choosing bricks?
No. The first team that completes all four relays and carries its sack over the finish line is the winner. All right, everybody decide now who'll run first and second.
Well, this should be easy, Tracy. All we have to do is choose feathers. You want to go first?
Sure.
Is everybody ready? Okay. On your marks. Get set. Go.
Go, Tracy, go!
Kind of an easy game, isn't it, Will?
Maybe. Oh, here comes your partner.
Oh, hurry, Tracy! Hurry!
Here you go, Connie.
Thanks! Tracy, it has a brick in it.
I know.
What'd you pick a brick for?
You better get going.
Tracy, get feathers this time. Bricks! Not more bricks! Tracy, please stop picking bricks. What's with the bricks? No more bricks.
Come on, Connie, you're almost done. You did it!
Where is everyone?
Inside.
Even Tracy?
Yeah, you're the last one, I'm afraid, but at least you're finished.
Oh, well, that's certainly something. What was Tracy trying to do, kill us? She kept choosing bricks. There must be 100 of them in this bag.
No, only 10.
Well, it sure felt like 100. Why on earth would anybody choose bricks over feathers?
You're not tired, are you?
Tired? Do you know what it's like to carry a load of bricks around?
I should think you'd be used to it.
What's that supposed to mean?
You've been carrying around a load of emotional bricks for quite some time now. And they're doing just as much damage to your soul as these real bricks did to your body.
This is about Helen? This whole ridiculous game is about Helen?
Yes. And this game is no more ridiculous than the one you're playing with yourself.
Look, Whit, I've told you how it is. I can't help the way I feel. Why are you doing this to me?
I'm not doing anything to you, Connie. You're doing it to yourself. You're carrying around so much emotional baggage you can barely move.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Stop it. Drop the baggage.
Just like that, huh? Oh, it's all so simple.
No, it's not simple, but it is your choice. Just like the game, Connie, you can either choose a brick or a feather. The only difference is, in life, you can change the bricks anytime you want.
Don't you think I've tried? I've tried over and over and over again. I can't do it. I can't change the way I feel any more than I can really change one of these bricks to a feather.
You're right. That is impossible for you, but not for God. Connie, he knows the pain you're feeling. He hates it just as much as you do because it's destroying one of his children. And he'll help you get rid of it. All you have to do is ask him. My guess is you haven't done that yet, have you?
No, I haven't. Oh, Whit, how can I forget that?
Well, it's not hard, Connie. We all do it. That's why grudges are so bad. They make us forget or not care about doing what's right. That's one of the reasons Jesus told us to have a forgiving spirit. It takes our focus off the problem and puts it back on him.
Connie?
Mom?
Whit said you wanted to talk to me.
Oh, he did?
I took a chance.
Are you okay?
I think I will be.
So you want to tell me what this is all about?
Yeah. But there's something I gotta do first.
What?
Get my room ready for Aunt Helen. See you at home, okay?
Okay. Aunt Helen? She hasn't called her that in a long time.
She's changing her bricks into feathers, June. Changing her bricks into feathers.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the great chapter about love, the Apostle Paul wrote in verse 5, "Love does not keep a record of wrongs." A little later on in verse 7, he wrote, "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." Not a whole lot of room there for grudges, is there? The next time it seems like someone is trying to hand you an emotional brick, pull out your Bible and read these verses. It's another great way to turn that brick into a feather. Well, that's our adventure. Adventures and Odysseys, a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures and Odysseys.